One pastor blessed my life so much. Gathered us, I've shared this so many times, for the first 12 hours prayer meeting of my life. It was not the kind of stretch prayers I was used to. Apart from the fact that I had never done that kind of thing before. Even if I was to do it, I would do it with a lot of, you know, singing and talking and prayer leading. The sad thing about this prayer is that you cannot sit down. You can't listen to music as beautiful as that is. You can't wear earpiece. You can't kneel down or bow down before God. You can only stand in awe of God. 11 p.m. in the night, this man of God said, this prayer is starting now and will not end until the sun is up and hot. Up and hot. Up means 8 a.m. Hot means what? All right. So I said, no, this is not going to happen. Let's see how it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it will happen. The prayer started and all manner of strange things began to happen during the prayer meeting. I watched a brother looking at nothing, at blackness, night, dark, just walking, looking at nothing. And he shouted the pastor's name. Pastor Tikpamio. Let's not forget to mention that I had only one tongue. Sheketelia, Sheketelia, Sheketelia. So those of you who found YMR very stressful because of your tongues, I understand. If I had a very fluent tongue, I would not complain. But when you are saying Sheketelia, 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 lick your mouth. Sheketelia, 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 Sheketelia. Have you spoken in tongues until you started laughing at yourself? Wave your hands to Jesus if you understand what I'm saying. You spoke until you doubted it and then you told, it's real. My tongue is real. Sheketelia, 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 Sheketelia. And you stop again. Wait, why can't it change? I've tried. 4 years, Sheketelia did not leave me alone. And that night, I had another brother, another mystery happened again. This guy was just tricked. And he called the name of Jesus. Jesus. Why? Like you are laughing, I was laughing. I cannot come and kill myself. So I use all the time to be looking at others and laughing. Was it stressful? Yes. There was only one prayer point. I was praying the man will stop us and lead another one. Or at least stop us so that we can love Jesus with a song. I can't bow before my God. I can't kneel before my Maker. Is he your Maker? I can't wear my earpiece and listen to Hillsong and Jesus Culture and be tonguing yana. It's easier, yes or no? Singing is easier than praying. Choir, am I correct? You know that the powers of your father's house has arrived when it's time to pray and suddenly you begin to shout, ah, hey. Hallelujah. It's all right. I was waiting for when we're going to stop. It did not happen. The man of God told us, if you want this prayer to stop, tell God to tell me to stop the prayer. I can't begin to tell you how many hours I spent praying that prayer. Lord, will you not tell your servant to please end this prayer? We had one prayer point. Open my eyes. Today, I am grateful they did that to me. 12 hours was just the beginning. We rested for another 4 hours and came back for another 12 hours. Remember, you are not sitting. You are not kneeling before God. You are not. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some of you, once it's time to pray, scriptures begin to run through your mind. You pick your Bible and begin to study. That's the second sign you are prayerless. You convert it from prayer to Bible study. They begin to read. Wow, Elijah. Hey? The Bible becomes sweet. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Even in church, my pastor is preaching. Bible you have not opened since Monday. The stories come alive. Wow, I've never seen this way before. Pastor is preaching his own. You are seeing your own. Some of us, I'm speaking about the crowd effect now. Some of us don't know we don't have prayer lives. When it's time to pray, you use the whole time to be waking people up. Brother, wake up. Shake the body. Wake up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. You know they have arrived at your doorstep, those powers, when you start arranging chairs. I'm telling you, that's why I pity workers. I'm telling you sincerely. Because it is harder when you are active to be still. Even when you are praying, it's hard. How much more when you send yourself work, they didn't send you? See how many ushers we have. Somebody will start arranging chairs here now. Baba, go, bo, bo, bo. Dibos. Ledos. Their tongue is always sounding like that. Ledos. Ledos. Los. The ones that shock me the most are those who are not sleeping and they are not praying. This is how they are looking. It's like the tongues has finished finally. Just looking. Last night, one young lady was crying. She was young, so I don't blame her. Crying. We thought she was crying for hunger for Jesus. She was so mesmerized in love with God. We tapped this 12-year-old girl. Madam, what's happening? Are you seeing something? No. Are you hearing something? No. Are you sick? No. Did you eat before you came? Yes. Okay, you are in love with Jesus? No. What exactly is the challenge? I don't want to pray again. So I understand what prayer can do to you, especially when you are in the secret place. You wake up in the morning. Good morning, Jesus. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, Lord. He say, what, my daughter? Please go straight to the point. You arrange your pillow on the bed and lie down. I just love you, Jesus, with your pillow on the bed. And you stress Pastor Femi, asking him questions on why your prayer life. Please, next year, Change, oh. Tell your neighbor, change, oh.